You are listening to BensTorah.com.
During the course of the year, we have Tuliyam Tovim when we celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. On Shavuos, we say in the davening that it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Kabbalah Satorah. And the Mishnah in the end of Tainis writes, Lohayu Lahem Yisrael Yamim Tovim, the two jolliest days of the year were Chamisha Sab'av and Yom Kippurim. Shebehem and Isisol Yotzes Likramim, the single girls would dance, and the single boys would look for Shiduchim, and these were the two happiest days. So the Gemara says, they don't understand what Chamisha Sab'av is all about. They say, Bishleime Yom Kippur, we understand. It's the day Yom Kabbalah Satayra. The Lucha Shnias, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnias on Yom Kippur. So that's an occasion for a celebration, Kabbalah Satorah. And it's a Yom Mechila Sa'ovayim. But what is Chamisha Sa'ovayim all about? The Gemara gives various explanations. So the Beis Halevi, as well as Rav Shlomo Levilna, they both raised the question, why did the Chachamim feel it was necessary to have two holidays in the year dedicated to celebrating Kabbalah Satorah? We celebrate on Yom Kippur and we celebrate on Shavuos. So they both explain, but the Beis Halevi explains it Barichas. Both explain the original plan before the Chet HaEgel was that there's only going to be a Torah Shebichsav. There won't be any need for a Torah Shebalteh. And everything was engraved on the Luchas. Not only the Aseres HaDibrois, everything was engraved. And whenever there would be a Shaila, you look on the Luchas and you find all the answers. But then after the Chet HaEgel, Tosfos in Gittin Daf Samach Amud Beis quotes this from a Medrash Rabba. The Gemara there in Gittin quotes a pasuk from Teyosar that Echtav La'ru Beitarasi Haloga Mazar Nechshavu. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would have written Rav HaTorah, if everything would have been Torah Shebichsav, then after the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyzer, a punishment of Bnei Yisrael that will be under the Shlita of the Umas HaOlam. They'll be Shalit on us. If he wouldn't have had the Chet HaEgel, it would have been Ani Amarta Lehim Atem Emnei Al Yom Kochem. It would be a different Jewish people. Everything would be different. The Umas HaOlam will never have any Shlita over Bnei Yisrael. But after the Chet HaEgel, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Goyzer and Oynish, the Umas HaOlam have Shlita. So if they're going to have Shlita on us, they'll have Shlita on our Torah as well. So they'll be able to claim that they are the Yam HaNivchar. This is what the Catholics have been claiming for many, many centuries. They claim that the Jewish people lost their status as the Yam HaNivchar because we rejected Osa Ho'ish. And they who accepted Osa Ho'ish, they are now the Yam HaNivchar. That was the response, that was the Catholic response in all their newspapers to the Zionist movement. What do they think about the Zionist movement? So they said from the very outset, it's never going to happen. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNivcheres for the Yam HaNivchar, and the Jewish people lost their status as Yam HaNivchar. So therefore, we'll never have Shlita over Eretz Yisrael. That's what they were preaching for many, many centuries. So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if the Umas HaOlam are going to have Shlita on us, they'll have Shlita on the Torah. They'll be able to claim that they're the Yam HaNivchar, which they claim. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam decided after Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchas, plan B. Plan B is there's going to be a little bit Torah Shebichsav, and there's going to be a lot of Torah Shebal Peh. And we are prohibited from teaching the Torah Shebal Peh to the Umas HaOlam. Shelo legalos es hasod. The sod is the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, when they crossed over the Yarden, they had a right kolat divrei Torah zeis on the Yud Beis Avonim that they took from the Yarden. And then it says Bar Hetev. So the Mishnah says Bar Hetev means to translate in Shivim Loshen. So all the Torah Shebichsav is supposed to be open to the public. Whoever wants can study it and to read it. But the Torah Shebal Peh, that's unique for the Jewish people. We're not supposed to share it with the Umas HaOlam. So that's why there were two Yamim Tovim. Shavuos was the original plan. Shavuos is Kabbalah's Torah Shebichzav. The original plan was only going to be Torah Shebichzav. But after the Chet Egel, HaKadosh Baruch decided it's going to have to be two. So that's why the expression appears quite a few times in Chumash, Torah Soi, in the plural. So Rashi quotes from the Midrashim, Torah Soi, the plural, Achaz Torah Shebichzav, Achaz Torah Shebalpeh. I once read in a history book that in Alexandria, in the days of the Rishonim, there was big disputes with the Karoim. The Karaites didn't accept, they didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Rabbanim always did. So there was a lot of friction between the rabbinic Jews and the Karaites. So on Yom Kippur, they used to have a parade. Like Lubavitch has a parade on Lag BaOmer to demonstrate that they support the Zohar that was either written by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai or edited by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whichever. I remember Dr. Belkin was once speaking in the yeshiva, so he said he doesn't think Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar. He thinks just like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't write the Mishnah, he edited it. He thinks Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai edited the Zohar, that it was earlier than his, whatever. So the Lubavitcher have a parade on Lag BaOmer, supposedly the Yortzot of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to demonstrate that they hold from the Zohar, they give importance to Liman HaZohar. So the rabbinic Jews in Alexandria used to have a parade every year on Yom Kippur to demonstrate their support for the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam wrote at Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic. Those of us who are not so familiar with Arabic, when we look in the Pirush HaMishnayos, we use the Hebrew translation. So the Rambam wrote a Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, where he writes that the Mishnah really is the whole, has the whole gamut of the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. And he explains that Torah Shebaal Peh has five sections. So one part of the Torah Shebaal Peh is Halach al Moshe Misina. There's no way to derive it by reading in between the lines. Then you have Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Pehem. You read it in between the lines in the Chumash. How come the Pasuk switches from singular to plural? It switches from masculine to feminine. How come sometimes the word is spelled mole, sometimes it's spelled choser? Klal prate klal, dovishoi b'klal, v'yotzman klal. All the ways of reading in between the lines, that's also Torah Shebaal Peh. Rashi in the Gemara in Gitnan, Dav Samach, Hazamach, Legs of Yechanan, and his Talmud, Rav Lazar, where the Rav Torah is b'chsab, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. So the Prima Godim has a Psicha Kolelis to Or HaChaim, which is really a general introduction to all of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not really an introduction to Or HaChaim. So he quotes, he starts off with this Gemara in Gittin, Achalek Zabiach and Rav Lozer, where the Rav Torah is Bechzab, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. So he quotes the Be'er Sheva on Hurrius, raises the question, how can anybody in his right mind think that the Rav Torah is Bechzab? The 24 Svarim and the Kisri HaKodesh, the whole Tanakh, Esmen V'Arboa, and all the rest. You have Mishnayos and Gemaras and Yerushalmi and Shulchan Aruch and Rambam and Rashba and Ritva, Mishnayim and Achroinim. There's so many more Svarim that presented Torah Shebaal Peh. How could there be a Machloikas? So the Be'er Sheva thinks that the Machloikas of Yechon Rab Lozer is on this Nekuda. All of the dinim of the Torah Shebaal Peh that are derived by reading in between the lines, they call it Torah Shebichzav. That's the roiv of Kol HaTorah Kula, the dinim that are established based on the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. So does that have the status of Torah Shebichzav? So then roiv of the Torah is Torah Shebichzav. Or should we assume, no, that's also Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what he shows that Rashi and Gittin seems to learn like that, and that's what the Be'er Sheva and Hurrius says. So you have the Rambam writes at the end Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. We have five sections to the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Mishnah presents the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. There are five different categories. One is Halach al Moshe Misinai, that there's no way to derive it by reading in between lines, purely transmitted orally from generation to generation. Then you have another chunk of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Roiv probably. All the dinim are derived based on the Yugim Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. Then you have Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. We have traditions that certain, in every language, there are certain expressions that have certain connotations. So take, for example, the Rambam has pre Eitz Hodor. You look in the dictionary, look under the word pre, look under the word Eitz, you look under the word Hodor, you put everything all together, it does not add up to mean Esrog. But that's a tradition we have. Perushim Am Kobol Mamashim Sinai. That phrase, when it appears in the Chumash, refers to an Esrog. Does refer to any other tree, any other fruit that grows on a tree. So there aren't, or Rav Soloveitchik always used to like to give the mashal of Ayin Tachas Ayin. Because the Rambam writes, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, in every bezin there was in every generation there were batidinim and people b'chayvul b'chaveru, unfortunately. And we never heard in the history of the Jewish people that any bezin said Ayin Tachas Ayin literally. It was never like that. It was always assumed that that's a phrase, Ayin Tachas Ayin. And that phrase has the connotation of paying mammon. That's what it means. So the Rambam writes, these are the three parts of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And then the fourth and the fifth parts are the Gzeiros deRabbanan and the Takonos deRabbanan. Takonos are mitzvos eser deRabbanan. Like Mikra Megillah, like Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, that's a Takonos deRabbanan. Then they have Gzeiros deRabbanan. You're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis, that's only midRabbanan. What else? You're not allowed to eat chicken and milk. A million and millions of Gzeiros deRabbanan. So the Rambam writes that those two, the Gzeiros and Takonos deRabbanan, are part of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Sounds like he's saying it's part of Torah Sheba'al Peh min haTorah, not midRabbanan, it's min haTorah. They quote the Rabban Leib Steinman, quotes in his Shiurim, from Avelbala Soloveitchik, that he thought that when one learns brachas, Ruba de Ruba brachas deals with dinim derabbanan, a small percentage of it deals with dinim deraisa. Most of brachas is derabbanan. And Masecha Zvachim, let's say, Menachas, Ruba de Ruba is dinim deraisa, and there's a small percentage of Menachas and Zvachim that's dinim derabbanan. So Avelbala Soloveitchik thought that if you're going to learn brachas on the level of deraisa, it's bittel Torah. It's only Talmud Torah on the level of the Rabban. So Rabban Leib Steinman thought that that wasn't correct. Rav Soloveitchik also thought it wasn't correct. For many years, he gave Shurim on Brachas for the Balabatim and Maria. It took him over 10 years to cover all of Brachas, because he only gave a Shia once a week on Brachas. And he once mentioned this. Should one assume that on the level of the Rais, it's all Bittul Torah, it's only Talmud Torah mid the Rabbanon? He thought it wasn't correct. All the dinim derabbanan blend in to be part of the Torah Sheba'al Peh in our Torah. And when you learn all those dinim derabbanan, he said, the chayvus hagabra to read the Megillah, but the light nevus chanukah is only made derabbanan. So because the chayvus hagabra is only made derabbanan, so we say sveika derabbanan lekula, we're mekel. But as far as learning hilchus purim, as far as learning hilchus chanukah, that's a heftz of Torah on the level of deraisa. And that would be a kiyum mitzvah, Talmud Torah deraisa, not that it's bittul Torah min haTorah and Talmud Torah mid derabbanan. Yeah, there's a Ramah, there's a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says on the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Voschanan, I think, Re'eli madati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alakoi. What does that mean? So the poshup shot in the pasuk is, I taught you all the dinim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed me that I should teach you the dinim. So Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in this pasuk. I taught you the dinim, really, Marati Eschem, the same way, Kasha Tzivani, same way the Ribbono Shel Olam taught me the dinim, Mani Bechinam, Afato Bechinam. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam taught me on Har Sinai Bechem, he didn't charge me tuition, so too, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I transmitted the whole Torah to you, and I didn't charge any tuition. And that's the halacha. Whenever you teach Torah to someone else, you're not allowed to charge. Mane bechinam, afata bechinam. To be malama Torah lachem has to be bechinam. So the Gemara discusses, are there any exceptions to the rule that you are allowed to charge money? So there's a Mishnah in the Dorim that sounds like it says that when you teach, the Gemara assumes when you teach young children, you're allowed to charge. You're allowed to charge for that. Why is that? So, one opinion in the Gemara is that the Rebbe is getting a salary because he's a babysitter. He teaches the Torah for nothing, but he disciplines the children. He makes them sit in class, and they don't run wild. So, because the Rebbe is schar shimur, because the children are young, And the Rebbe is a babysitter, so he gets played like a babysitter. And the other opinion in the Gemara is, even if they're older children, and he doesn't have to babysit for them, they're going to behave on their own, he's still allowed to charge because they used to teach them trup. When they taught Chumash, they would teach trup. And the trup is only midirabbanan. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Whether the idea of laning with trup is a din derais or din derabbanan. So the Gemara sounds like it says, the Gemara says, if trup is derais, then you're not allowed to charge for teaching trup, just like you're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. So you're not allowed to charge for teaching trup. That's also a chaylik of the Torah. But if one holds a trup is only midirabbanan, then the Gemara says you are allowed to charge. So the Ramah in Yerodeya, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes these dinim, that the one that teaches Torah to someone else, not allowed to charge. So the Ramah says that's only if you're teaching dinim deraisa. What if you're only teaching, you're giving a shiur on Hilchas Chanukah, Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Tantilus Yadayim, dinim derabbanan? So just like the Gemara said that if trup is derabbanan, you're permitted to charge for teaching Tzchar Taimim, for teaching the trup, so too, dinim am tilus yadayim and mikra megillah. There is Chanukah is only midirabbanan, so you're allowed to charge for that. So Rabban Leib Steinman is not happy about that Ramah. Rab Soloveitchik Golsov is not happy about that Ramah. He thought that the chayvus hagavra on mikra megillah and there is Chanukah is only midirabbanan, the obligation to do the mitzvah. But it's a heftah shelter on the level of their eisa. That's what it sounds when this Ramam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, Rav Soloveitchik, did mention the Hakdamas of Ramam to the Pirush HaMishnayis. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like he says all five of these are an integral part of the Torah Shabbat Peh in our Torah. So how can you say you're allowed to charge money for teaching Dinei Rabbanan? You're teaching a Heftah Shelter. By teaching the Nigin, that you can say, if Trup is only midirabbanan, so even though Chachamim introduced it, it doesn't fit into, you can't say that that's a Heftah Shel Torah. You're teaching the Nigan how to lay with Trup. If Trup is there, I said that's a Chelek of Torah. Trup is the Rabbanan, it doesn't blend in to be called, Nigunan don't blend in to be part of the Torah Shabbat there. But Din of the Rabbanan can blend in. A Din is a Din. Din of the Rabbanan could well be that you're not allowed to charge, even for teaching Din of the Rabbanan. You're teaching a Heftah Shel Torah. So you're not allowed to charge. It's interesting. The Rambam writes there in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayis that the first part, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, there aren't so many, and he's going to give you a complete list of all of the Halachas LaMoshe Misinai. Gives a very short list. So in the regular editions of the Gemara, you look on the bottom of the page there, and the footnotes on the bottom, they quote, that the Chavis Yoyer asks on the Ramam, he left out 2/3 of the halachas l'moshe misina. He left everything else. He left everything out. There's so many more halachas l'moshe misina that the Ramam didn't mention. He says he's going to try to give a full list. Maybe he left out one or two. When he left one, he left out 2/3 of all the halachas l'moshe misina. So the Netziv wrote a commentary when he was a teenager. He wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. And then before he published it, so he wrote a long introduction also to Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not an introduction to the Shiltas, not an introduction to his commentary on the Shiltas either. It's an introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Peh, like the Prima Gadim's Psicha Kalelis, the Torah Shabbat Peh, so the Netziv has also. Well, originally when he printed it, say the Shiltas was printed in 3 volumes. First volume has Bereishis. And Shmos, second volume has Vayikra, third volume has Bamidbar and Dvarim. So he printed installments, this long introduction to Torah Shabbat Peh. So the first installment appeared in the beginning of the first volume, second installment beginning of the second volume, and the third installment in the third volume. Now, after all, everything was printed, so now they print all the 3 sections together. And now they print it as a separate sefer with footnotes on the bottom of the page with all the Marmar Kamis and quotes. Yerushalmis and Bablis and Midrashim all over the place. So you need the Marmakimus for that. He doesn't give all the Marmakimus. So the Netziv, in his introduction to Torah Shabbat Peh, comes to defend the Rambam. He said it would appear it's pretty consistent. Whenever the Gemara says Hilchas Agmiri law, so Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rosh understand that to mean it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Rambam, whenever the Gemara says Hilchos HaGemila, the Rambam will always write Mipi Hashmua Lomdu. So the Netziv says he gets the impression that Mipi Hashmua Lomdu means it was established. This halacha was established in an earlier generation before the days of the Gemara, and the derivation was forgotten. Mipi Hashmua Hilchos HaGemila means we have a tradition that that's the halacha, but we forgot the mocker. Not that it's halacha. Halacha Moshe Mesini means that the Rambam says, Halacha Moshe Mesini means there's no way to read it in between the lines using all the Yud Gimel Minas. It's purely an oral tradition that that's the din. The Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Chagiga says that Het and Nedarim, in the Chumash it talks about Haforas Nedarim, that if a girl, a single girl who's not married, takes a Neder or a Shavua, and she's either a Ktana or a Naira before Bagrus, she becomes a Naira at 12, and she becomes a Bageris at 12 and a half. So Ktana or a Naira who takes the Nedarim Ashvus, the father can be Mefer than a Nedarim. Or if a girl is married, so the husband can be Mefer than a Nedarim. So Haforas Nedarim by the father or by the husband, that appears in Chumash. But Hatoras Nedarim, Het and Nedarim, that a Bezin can say Mutalach, 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 and undo the whole Neder, Oika, Neder Meikorei, that's Halacha. So the Mishnah says, Het and Nedarim, Porchim Bo Avir, what do you mean, porchem ba'avir? It's flying in the air. It means it's purely halacha l'moshe misina. There's no way to derive it by reading in between the lines. It's not learned that from the Chumash, from the Midrash HaTorah and the Deshes Bem. It was transmitted orally from generation to generation. And the sound waves are porchem ba'avir. The sound waves of this halacha l'moshe misina were transmitted from generation to generation. The Het and Nedarim is purely halacha l'moshe misina. Then other Tanoim and the Gemara disagree with the Mishnah and they say, not true. Yesh lam ha'meshe yismocha. No, it's derived from the Pesukim. It's from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bahem. Like one Tana says, le'achal devar, who ain't eichel? Who ain't a mechel? Abel acherim mechelin. He can't be matter his own neder. Others can't be matter the neder. Other Tanoim, shenish bata biyapi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry and he took a neder and Hishpat took a shvua, and then if you'll be mata the shvua, so there'll be ois shvua. It was Nishpat to be up. I wasn't in my right mind. I was upset at the time. So that's why it's not binding. So that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. What is the source of HaTorah and Durim? The Mishnah, Machlokes HaTanoim. Mishnah presents it. There's Allah HaMashim Messina, Porchem Bo'avir. Orally transmitted, there's no way to read it in between the lines. And the Tanoim and the Gemara, quite a few Tanoim, disagree to say not true. You can't derive it by reading in between the lines. So this is the Halacha L'Moshe Misina. It's interesting. The Prima Godim, in his Psicha Koleles, talks about Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivienna, the Mordechai. Mordechai is one of the later Balei HaTosfos. Mordechai and the Rosh and the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam, they were all Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. The government put the Maharam Rutenberg in prison because they wanted, he didn't do anything wrong. They wanted to hold up the Jewish community for ransom money. And then he left instructions that they shouldn't redeem him because the Mishnah says in Gitna, they wanted fortune and money. And the story goes that he insisted they shouldn't even ransom him after he dies. They should leave his body there. They shouldn't pay the exorbitant amount that the government wanted. So in the history books, they had that there was one Jew after the Maharam died. Then he paid a fortune of money to redeem him against his wishes, against what he left instructions. And when that Balabas died, the one who put up all the money, so they buried him right next to the Maharam Rutenberg, because he spent so much money to be mechabed him lachamos. Okay. So the Mordechai in Maseches Megillah quotes a kasha from Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivienna, one of the Balei HaTosfos, that the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Rav had the practice to daven mincha before the plaga mincha on Friday afternoon, then to daven ma'ariv and to be mekabel Shabbos early. That's how Tosfos learns pshat. The Rambam holds la locha that there's no tosef for Shabbos. The Rambam only quotes a din of masif mechol la kodesh before and after by Yom Kippur. He never quotes it by Shabbos, never quotes it by Yom Tov. He seems to hold that the only mocker is by Yom Kippur, and that's all. And you don't extrapolate from Yom Kippur the other zmanim mikudoshim. That's why the Shulchan, because the Rambam doesn't seem to hold from Tosefta Shabbos at all, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that that's a mitzvah lehoisa mecholaga. What do you mean, Yesh Omrim? Because the Rambam disagreed. The Rambam holds only a din of Tosefis by Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply by any other Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if one assumes that it only applies to Yom Kippur, that's based on the Pasuk. It says, B'tisha lechodesh ba'erev. You should... That's Tisha L'Chodesh is Erev Yom Kippur. You should start fasting on Erev Yom Kippur. If you hold that the din of Tos Masif and Mechol HaLachodesh is not restricted only to Yom Kippur, it applies to every Shabbos and Yom Tov, what is the mocker? So the Gemara has different mockers. So one mocker is, there's a halacha l'moshe Misinai of, that's known as Esenetius. Esenetius, there's a rule and an exception to the rule. The rule is that Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha. Every Shmita year, Kodesh, the Kedusha Zman, Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha Zman. And because of the Kedusha Zman, you're not allowed to do certain Malachas HaKarka. It doesn't mean all the Lama Tesov is Malachas HaShabbos. Some of the Malachas are prohibited all year long in the Shnas HaShmita. So the Gemara says, if you planted Esenetius, they're young saplings, they're not old trees, and they need a lot of nourishment. So then that's an exception to the rule. The rule is that there's a din of Masifim Mechol HaLakodesh. You have to start observing Shemitah a month or two or three before Shemitah enters, Masifim Mechol HaLakodesh. And if it's Esenetius, and it's going to be a big hefsid, that's an exception to the rule. So once you have that halacha l'moshe misinai, that tells you the rule and the exception to the rule, that there is a din ha'masif mechol ha'lakodesh, and in the case of Esenetius, the din ha'masif doesn't apply. So if you hold it's learned out from Shemitah, we extrapolate from Esenetius, from that halacha l'moshe misinai, any time there's a kedusha zman, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Shemitah, Shnas HaShemitah, whenever there's a kedusha zman, there's a din mosifin. So the Rabbi Netuvim of Vienna is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Brochas on Daf Chav Zayin, Gemara says, Rav Tzoldi Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav had the practice to daven Ma'ariv early, to be Mekalb Shabbos early, by davening Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. If you daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha, you daven Ma'ariv after the Plaga Mincha. That's mosifin Mechol Ala Kodesh. So then the Gemara says, not only did he Rav have the practice of, usually don't paschal like Rabbi Yehuda, paschal like Nachachamim, that you can daven mincha up until Shkia, and after Shkia, then you daven Ma'ariv. And we assume that in order to be Moshe Michal al HaKodesh, that's the Poshib Shat Nigma, that's a Teslas. Because the Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam holds no such thing as Tosefta Shabbos. So how can you be Yotze Kiddush if it's Erev Shabbos? And the Rambam says, just like you can say Havdalah late in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon, even though Shabbos is not over, and when you say Havdalah, Shabbos will still not be over. You have to wait till Tzeisa Kochavim. So too, you can be Yotze Kiddush before Shabbos enters, just like you can say Havdalah before Shabbos ends. So you can say Kiddush before Shabbos enters. You should say Kiddush Somach L'Knisus HaShabbos, either Lufaneha or Le'achreah, as Shabbos is about to enter, or soon after Shabbos did enter, one or the other. Just like Havdalah should be said, Somach Leitzias HaShabbos, either before Shabbos is about to leave, or after Shabbos did leave. So the Rabbi Netuvia is bothered with Akasha. Let's say a cotton. A cotton is only Chayiv and Mitzvahs from the Rabbanim. So let's say the cotton will want, the best baltekei in the community is a boy before bar mitzvah. But the boy before bar mitzvah is only mechuyev to hear tkiyah shoy from the rabban. So can he be the baltekei for the whole community? All the other people are past bar mitzvah, after bar mitzvah. We have a klal. One is only mechuyev bedover from the rabban and can't be moitzi, nishenim mechuyev bedover and moitzi asa rabbi medechei vosam. That's a mishnah in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. So even if both the Baal Tekeh and the Tzibah, they're both Mechuyev, but the Baal Tekeh is a cotton before Bar Mitzvah, he's only Mechuyev Midirabbanan, and the tzibur are adults after bar mitzvah, they're mechuyev and tkiyah shofar min haTorah. So the katan cannot be. That's what the mission says. Katan is only mechuyev and rabbanan cannot be the bal teket to be motzi the adults. So the Rabbein Tuvia in Vienna assumes an interesting assumption. The dinim deraisa, the dinim derabban. So one is only mechuyev but the rabbanan cannot be motzi. One is mechuyev min haTorah. So he says there are dinim that are known through Torah shebichsav, and there are dinim that are known from Torah shebal peh. Halacha l'moshe misina. He assumes whatever is Torah shebichsav is more chomer than dinim that are Torah shebal peh. Torah shebal peh is also deraisa. It's not the rabbanan. It's also deraisa. But he holds that it's kal. He holds that it's kal. So he's bothered with a kasha, just like a cotton cannot blow shofar to be motzi a gadol. In that mechuyev b'dover, how can you be yotzei when you recite kiddush during this man of Tosefis? If Tosefis is only an extension of the halacha Moshe Mesinai of Esa Netiyus, we have halacha Moshe Mesinai that mosifim mechol al hakodesh bashmita. And we learn out from there to kol haTorah kulam. Whenever there's a kedushas man, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, whenever there's any kedushas man, there's a din of masif and mechol al hakodesh. So since the whole din of Tosefis Shabbos only halacha l'moshe misinai, and the din of kiddush is mefurish Torah shebichsav, how can you be yotzei a chiyuv of Torah shebichsav at a zman that's only Shabbos based on Torah shebal peh? That's the kasha. Woo, the kasha is an interesting kasha. And then he gives a teretz on the Magen Avraham quotes this Rabbeinu Tuvia in Vienna that he quotes it from this Mordechai on Megillah. So that's interesting. There are other sources also that seem to indicate that a din that's Torah Shebichsav is considered more chomer than a din that's only Torah Shebalteh. The Rambam happens to hold Sofek Deraisa Lechumre only applies to a din that's in Torah Shebichsav. On halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Rambam says every sofik halacha Moshe Mesinai is lekula. The Ramban picks on the Rambam because of that. The Ramban in his commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvos argues with the Rambam. He says, what's the matter? Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a din deraisa, sofik deraisa lechumra. Why did the Rambam say lekula? We're not sure exactly where is the Rambam. The Ramban never tells you where is the Rambam that he's fighting with, that he's arguing with. Where did the Rambam say that? That a sofek deraisa that's only in halacha Moshe Mesinai, that'll also be lekula. Where's the Rambam? So there's a sefer Ara de Rabbanan by one of the Rabbanan from the Al-Ghazi family from the 1700s. In the 1700s, the Jews started writing encyclopedias. So you have the Chidor wrote a few encyclopedias of halacha. Encyclopedia of Halach, of Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Pem, Encyclopedia of Agoda, all kinds, interesting. So there's an encyclopedia that's called Ara de Rabbanan, which dinim are deraisa, which dinim Rabbanan, everything is alphabetically arranged. Letter Aleph, they'll talk about Asmachta lo Kanya. If you make a Hischaibus ala Tanai, Asmachta lo Kanya, is that a din deraisa, a din de Rabbanan? So he gives always the Marmakaimus. The Achrayim who hold that is the Rabbanan, and if the Gemara would appear Asmachta Lakanya is a din deraisa. Now let's say Beis Breira, Yesh Breira, Ain Breira. There's a difference between a din deraisa, din derabbanan. Every letter of the alphabet, he has all the topics, whether they're Kriyashma, whether Kriyashma deraisa derabbanan. Everything has alphabetically arranged. So they have the author of the Sefer has footnotes on the bottom of the page that's called Afra Diara. The Sefer is called Ara Derabbanan, so the footnote is called Afra Diara. So in the Afra Diara, he tells you where this Rambam is. The Ramban quoted the name of the Rambam that Sofek Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is always Lahokel. Where is the Rambam? So he says the Rambam is of all places in Hilchas Mikvos. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah that the Mishnah Mikvos, and if somebody was Tomei, he was Tovel on a Mikveh, And after he was toivel, we realize it's a sofik if the mikveh had memsah or didn't have memsah. So even though the Rambam says memsah is halacha Moshe Mesinai, and a sofik halacha Moshe Mesinai should be lekulim, So why does it say if the fellow was tovel in a mikvah, sofeg yesh ba memsa, sofeg ein ba memsa, you go lechumre, the Rambam seems to hold when he's asking this kasha, the din should have been sofeg halacha moshe mesina lekula. So the Rambam answers there are two kinds of halachas lemoshe mesina. You have halacha lemoshe mesina that's interpreting what pshat in the chumash is. The chumash is you have to be tovel in a mikvah. How much water do you need in a mikvah? So the halacha moshe mesina says that you need memsa. So that's halacha moshe mesina, that's mefarish pshat in the pasuk. That's like Torah shebichzav. But if you have halacha moshe mesina, let's say nisach amayim on sukkahs, it's not that the halacha moshe mesina is interpreting something. It's purely halacha moshe mesina. So such halacha, suffik halacha moshe mesina by nisach amayim, then you would go lekula. You wouldn't be machmer on that. So Ramban is not happy about that Rambam. He thinks that it's not correct. Where did the Rambam get it from? The Rambam got it from the Gemara by Orlo B'chutz Loretz, the Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin says that the all agricultural mitzvahs only apply in a Torah and Eretz Yisrael. A mitzvah Tatlei Zbar, it's only apply in Eretz Yisrael. There are only two that apply in Chutz Loretz, Chodesh B'chutz Loretz, and Orla B'chutz Loretz. So, Orla B'chutz Loretz, the Gemara says is, the Mishnah says is halacha. So Gemara is not sure, Machlokes HaMaraim, what does that word mean, halacha? Means it's Hilchas Medina, it's only made a Rabbanon. Orla means if you plant the tree, so a lot of times no peris will grow the first couple of years. But if peris do grow, so the peris are also Bachila B'hanoah, it's a posin chumash. So the Mishnah says that Orla B'chutz Loretz applies. So one opinion is it's Mehilchas Medina, it's only made the Rabbanan, it's not Menatur. The other opinion is no, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Now Halacha means Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So Gemara asks, but there's a din, so for Orla B'chutz Loretz is Lekula. So Bishlaim, if you hold Orla B'chutz Loretz, only made the Rabbanan, so we understand why Sveika Lekula. But if you hold that Orla B'chutz Loretz is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, so that's a deraisa, should be sveika luchumra, sofik deraisa luchumra. So the Gemara says, kach nemer halacha vado osur sveika muter. So the Ramban understood that that's a package deal. And halacha moshe mesina orla b'chutz lortz. There is a din of orla b'chutz lortz and sveika lekula, kach nemer halacha. And the Rambam understood the Gemara to mean, no, kach nemer halacha. That's the din by any and every halacha moshe mesina. Whenever there's a suffix in Halacha Moshe Mesinai, you have a right to go Lekula. So that itself, according to the Rambam, that itself seems to indicate that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is more kal than a din that's actually Torah Shebichzav. We mentioned before that the Rambam seems to hold that all the dinim, the Rambam listed off in Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, that there are five parts to Torah Shebaal Peh. He wrote that Mishnah contains the whole bulk, contains the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, and he lists off the five parts, and includes fourth and the fifth sections of the Gzeiros Derabbanan and the Takanos Derabbanan. So it sounds like all the Takanos Derabbanan blend in to be part and parcel of the Torah Shebaal Peh Minatur. That's what it sounds like from there. The Chavis Agav to observe it is only Midirabbanan. But the Cheftzah Shelter, it seems that it is Menatera. So we usually have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Whenever the Chachamim introduced the Din Derabbanon, the building blocks of all the Din Derabbanon have to be concepts that exist on the level of Deraisa. You have to have a Mokker in Chumash to make a Din Derabbanon. Why do you need Kein Deraisa Tikkun? So it could well be that this is the reason why. Because you want all the dinim rabban to blend in, to become part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So if you're not going to use as building blocks for the dinim rabban, you're not going to use concepts that exist on the level of their Isa, so it doesn't fit into the rest of Torah Shebaal Peh. Perhaps that's the reason why. Also, there's a famous Taz where the Taz quotes the Bach in three places in Shulchan Aruch. Taz quotes a question from the Bach and the answer. Why did the Chachamim only prohibit Kir Shoy from Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Why Gzeira Shem Yavarena Dal Alamas Bishul Saram Gzeira De Rabba? Rabba is not the one who made the Gzeira. The Gzera existed bisman she Beis Hamikdash Hayekayim. And Bamikdash Hayetoyken Avloy Bamedina. Rabbi just the one who explains the reason for the Gzera. Shem Abneren of Dalan Amnes Bishus HaRabim. So the Taz quotes the Bach. He was the son-in-law of the Bach. Taz quotes the Bach, raised the question, the Chachamim should have prohibited the Kiyos Shofar on every Rosh Hashanah. It's Mashmiya Kol. Just like you're not allowed to play piano, you're not allowed to be Mashmiya Kol, you're not allowed to play a musical instrument. So they should have prohibited blowing Shofar Bichlal. It should be Anisa Mashmiya Kol. So the Taz answers, quotes the Bach, he answers, the Chachamim have a right to make Zeris the Rabbanon, but they can't do something connected Beferish a pasuk in Chumash. There's a pasuk in the Torah that you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So it never says Beferish you have to blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah Chol is B'Shabbos. That doesn't say black and white. It's self-understood because Tekiyah Shofar is a Chochmah Ve'ein a Malacha. There's no Malacha, so why should I say that it's also? But it does say that you blow shofar. So if the Chachamim are going to do away with the whole Tekiyah Shofar Bichlal, you're never going to blow shofar. That's Kenega Dov HaMefurish Bater. So that's a big, machloikis in Rishonim. Rabbi David Cohen from Brooklyn, from Gvul Yavetz, put out a whole sefer that's called Hataz HaYodua. And he quotes many Rishonim. Every the Rishonim say like this Taz, every the Rishonim say beferish against the Taz. There are Mekurbis all over the place on this topic, whether you hold like this Taz or not. So the Taz we can understand. If you want all the Dinim of the Rabbanon to blend in, to be part of the Torah Shebal Peh, Min HaTorah. So how can you, the Pasuk says you have to blow shofar. The Chachamim say we don't allow you to blow shofar. It doesn't blend in. So they can't do Kenega Dovah Mefurash Batar, won't be able to blend in. We can understand that. Yeah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's interesting, there are different levels of chiyuv and mitzvahs. You have a chiyuv min haTorah. You have Torah shebichzav. Yeah, what constitutes Torah shebichzav? The 24 svarim, esmer yarba svarim, hamishu chumshe Torah. Then you have neviim. Then you have ksuvim. So the chumash is called Torah Moshe, and the neviim is called dibri kabbalah. The Gemara has a klal dibri term dibri kabbalah lo yafina. You cannot establish that din deraisa based on a pasuk in the neviim or ksuvim. Why do they call that dibri kabbalah? Why is it called so? The Rishonim at the first daf in Bava Kamma, the Gemara has that. Divitam Divit Kabbalah Le'Avina. So on the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look on the Rashi in Chulin and to look on the Shita Mekubetzes on the first daf in Bava Kamma. So the Rashi in Chulin writes, Nevi'im Uksuvim are called Divit Kabbalah. Why? Because there's a Gemara in the beginning of Broches Daf Hei. The Pasuk says in Chumash, Alei Alei Hahara. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after Maimon HaSinai, come back on top of Hasina, and I'll give you Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Gemara says, HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, V'etna Re'elayim, Luchas HaEven is HaSeres HaDibris, on the Luchas, HaTorah, the rest of HaMishah, HaMishah Torah, the HaMitzvah, the word mitzvah often has the connotation of Mishneh, Torah Shebal Peh, Mishneh, Asher Kasavti refers to Nevi'im, Aksuvim, Lahor Rosam refers to Gemara. So what do you mean, Asher Kasavti refers to Nevi'im, Aksuvim? So Rashi writes, every idea that appears in Nevi'im, Aksuvim was told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, but he wasn't told to write it down in Torah Shebichsav. In later generations, it was given again to the Nevi'im and to those who wrote the Ksuvim, but then it was incorporated in the Kisvei HaKodesh, yeah. That's also a question. How did the Chachmei HaMishneh, the Tanoim, were the ones in Masechus Yadayim and different places, Tanoim, Anshe, the members of the Sanhedrin, they were the ones who voted and decided what should be incorporated into the Torah Shemichsav, into the Kisvei HaKodesh. How did they know they had a right to add on to the Chamish Chilchum Shetorah? Does it say anywhere in the Chumash that they have a right to add on? So remember, I never thought of this on my own. I remember once Rabbi Simcha Wasserman used to have a yeshiva in California. He used to visit in New York every so often. So every year or two, he would visit in Washington Heights. He would give a shiur in the Aguda. So once before Purim, he spoke, and he said, where is the Mokar in Chumash that there's going to be three parts Tarnavim Aksuvim? So it's a Gemara in Megillah, in the first parak. The Gemara says, after the Muhammad with Amalek, in the end of Parshas Bishalach, on the way to Marmin HaSinai, in the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, so there was Mechemes Amalek. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksov lecha, Tzozov Zizikaram Basefer, Vissim Be'oz Neim Shua, Kimocha Emcha Ezecher Amalek. So the Gemara has a comic, Ksov Zos, Zikaram Basefer. Zos is a reference to Chumash, Zikaron is a reference to Nevi'im, and Masefer is a reference to Ksuvim. What's the Hezbra? Why does the word Zos mean Chumash? And why does the word Basefer mean Ksuvim? And why does Zikaron mean Nevi'im? I have a whole explanation for that also. But the Gemara said that's the Mokar in that Pasuk was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zos, Zikaron, Masefer. They're going to be three parts to Torah Shebichzav. Why do we call Nevi'im and Ksuvim Divrei Kabbalah? So Rashi says on the margin, on the Gemara, and the base on the base, and Baba Kama, so on the Masoras HaShas, they tell you, look in the Rashi in the end of Chulin. Rashi says, Nevi'im uksuvim are called Divrei Kabbalah, because it was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every idea that appears in Nevi'im uksuvim was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, but he wasn't told to write it b'ksav. He was only told to write the Chamishul Chumshei Torah. That's what that's what Rashi said. That's why it's called Divrei Kabbalah. The Nevi'im Maksuvim are tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Divrei Kabbalah. Rashi has this on, I forgot, in Treyasa, one of the Nevi'im in Treyasa. I already forgot which one. Malachi? I forgot. Masa Dvar Hashem Biyad Malachi. So I think Rashi writes, why does it say Masa Dvar Hashem? Mem shin aleph masa. Masa means a burden, something that you carry, a whole baggage. So he says, these were all traditions, old traditions from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that were transmitted from generation to generation. And then finally, in the days of Zechariah, it was written down. In the days of Malachi, whatever, it was written down. That's a Rashi on Treyasa has like that. The Mabit was together with Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Bezdin in Tzfat in the 1500s. So he wrote a Sefer Beis Elokim. So they were all Sfardim. So he davened Nusach Sfard. So he raises a question. In Nusach Sfard, in the Birchus Havasim, they say at the end of the first bracha, Ka'amur, Masechus Yadecha Masbir L'chol Chai Ratzon. So the Gemara says, Birchus Hazon, Moshe Rabbeinu composed. When the Mon came down in the Midbar, so Moshe Rabbeinu composed Birchas Hazon. Then when Shur Benon conquered Eretz Yisrael, he composed Noda Lecha. We thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Then when Dovid HaMelech established Yerushalayim as his capital, so that he added on the third bracha. Not at that time, it wasn't Rachem. He said, thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. And then years later, when Shlomo HaMelech established the Beis HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim, so he added on the second part of the third bracha. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, but for giving us Yerushalayim as the Makam HaMikdosh. It's based on the Pasuk, V'chalta v'svata v'rachta s'Hashem l'kecha al ha'aretz, v'rachta s'Hashem l'kecha, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you the food. Al ha'aretz, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua Benun was successful in battle, so he composed Noid Delecha, Al Ha'oretz V'Alamazon. And then, Al Ha'oretz HaToiva, the word HaToiva is a connotation of Yerushalayim, Ha'or HaToiv HaZeh V'Halavonayim. Ha'or HaToiv HaZeh is referring to Yerushalayim. So the two aspects to Yerushalayim, number one is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and number two, it's a Mokam HaMikdosh. So when David HaMelech established, he moved his palace to Yerushalayim, so he composed the first half of the third bracha. It didn't begin Rachim. That was after the Churban Abayis. They changed the Nusa, have Rachmanis on the Mokam HaMikdosh. But earlier, they said, we thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. And then when Shlomo HaMelech established the Beis HaMikdosh, he added on the second half of the third bracha, we thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the Mokam HaMikdosh and for giving us the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Ma'bit writes in the Sefer Beis Elikim, Hakanusach Svar Tei, Ko'amur Pesachas Hedecha Mazbiel L'chol Chai Ratzayin. The Gemara said the first bracha, Zonas HaKol, was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ko'amur Pesachas Hedecha is in Tehillim. Dovid HaMelech wrote Tehillim. Tehillim L'Dovid, Aramimcha. That's Dovid HaMelech wrote Tehillim. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu incorporate a pasuk from Tehillim and say Ko'amur, as it says in Tanakh? It wasn't in Tanakh yet. So the Ma'bit answers with this Gemara in the beginning of Brachas. Shekosafti means that all of the inyanim, all the ideas that appear in the Vim Aksuvim are told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was a Kabbalah, it was transmitted from generation to generation. So that's why the Vim Aksuvim is always referred to as the Rik Kabbalah. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they said Azanas HaKol, they didn't say the word Ka'amur. They just said Pesachas Yadecha, Mazbiel Chalchai Ratzam. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that pasuk. He wasn't told to incorporate it yet into the Kisra, but he was told the pasuk. So he wrote in a bracha, he composed the first bracha, Azanas HaKol, and he incorporated that line, Pesachas Yadecha, Mazbiel Chalchai Ratzam. Later, when Anshe Knesset HaGdolah decided to include Sefer Tehillim in the Tanakh, so then they added one word, Ka'amur. But they always said Pesach HaSedech. That was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look, however, in the Sheet of Mekubetzes on the base on the base in Bava Kamma, they don't say like Rashi in the end of Chulin. They say that the word should not be pronounced Dere Kabbalah. It's not that the Vim Uksuvim was a Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather Dere Kivola, words of complaint. Likbol means to complain about someone. If I have pressed charges against someone, I have a din Torah with him, I claim he owes me money, that's called divrei kivola, to complain. So the Shittim Kubetza says, the Nevi'im, that's the role of the Novi, to complain to the Jewish people who are sitting and to encourage them all to do tshuva. So the Shittim Kubetza says, divrei tamid divrei kivola lo yafinon, not Nevi'im uksuvim. You can't learn out a din deraisa from Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are divrei kivola, not the ksuvim. But according to Rashi, it's not pronounced Dere Kabbalah, and it refers to both Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Yeah. In that we have three parts to the Kedat Pasuk, like Absimcha Wasserman pointed out. That Gemara, so Zazikar Masefer, the question is this really a Din L'Durus? That's an interesting machlekes, the last Rambam in Hilchas Purim. The Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi that the Limos HaMashiach, all the Sifrei Nevi'im Uksuvim will be bottled. We'll only have the Chamish Ulchum Shetorah and Megillas Esther. And the Rabbit is Masigah on the Rambam. It doesn't mean that. It means that we won't be learning from them anymore. There won't be any need to learn from them. So the Rambam seems to hold that the whole institution of Tanakh, that there are three parts to the Torah Shebichsav, the whole institution of having three parts is only Hayroshua for a few thousand years until Bias HaMashiach. After Mashiach will come, we won't have Tanakh as three parts. We'll just have Torah Moshe with the Megillas Esther will be the Torah Shebichsav. And the Rabbi disagrees, and he holds no, the institution of Tanakh, that the three sections to the Torah Shebichsav is a real Din Deraisa. It's not a Hayroshua, just temporarily for a few thousand years. It's a real Din Deraisa. Sometimes you have psukim in the Chumash that are problematic. You have the last pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, I just read on Shabbos. So the Mishlei Melech has a little kuntris that's called Derech Mitzvisecha. It always used to appear in the end of the Sefer Parashas Drachim, which is the Sefer Anagadate by the author of the Mishlei Melech. And now they have it in the back of the Sefer HaMitzvos HaRambam. They have the whole Kuntres by the Mishlei Melech. So the Mishlei Melech there quotes, none of the Moni HaMitzvah, and they were traveling in the Midbar, the Levim would carry the Klei HaMikdash, but they would not allow to be there when the Kohanim put the Kelim into the Bigdei Hasrod, into cloth covers, into cloth containers. And if they will be watching when they put it in, that's a bizayon ha-sefer. It's like you're watching someone get dressed. That's a bizayon. That's not right. So that's a little too buddy-buddy with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, a little too close. So that's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So how come none of the money on mitzvah counted Leivah, Kabbalah, Sekadosh, Mesa? They said that, they all say that was a Hayrasha only in the Midbar when they were traveling from one location to the other. So they would put off the Klei HaMikdosh into the big day Hasrod, the cloth bags, and then the Levim would carry it. So that was a Hayrasha for the 40 years in the Midbar that they're not allowed to, the Levim are not allowed to watch when the Kohanim are putting the Klei HaMikdosh into the bags. So the Mishnah Melotinus, it's against the Gemara. He said there's a Gemara Beferish in a famous Agarat in the end of Yuma. The Gemara says one fine day, one of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash saw that one of the tiles on the floor was not standing straight. So he walked over and then he moved the tile a little bit and he realized that that's a trap door. He picked it up and there was a stairway going down into the chambers below the ground, under the surface of the ground. And then he saw the Aron HaKodesh, the Gemara in the last Perek in Yuma, quotes from Divrei HaYamim. Yoshio HaMelech was a king towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, so he felt that it's necessary to be going as the Aron with the Luchas. He put it in the basement. And from that time on, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodashim to do the Avodah on Yom Kippurim, he didn't do the Avodah in front of the Aron. The Aron wasn't there. The whole Bais Sheni, the Aron wasn't there. He would berserk the Dam and everything in front of the location where the Aron used to be there. That's called Kitchel HaSilavai. The Kedusha HaMikdash, every section of the Beis HaMikdash retains the Kedusha that it had. So it's considered as if you're being Zerk the Dam in front of the Aron, even though there was no Aron there. You have to be Zerk the Dam in front of the Aron, in front of the place that used to have the arm. So the Gemara says that this Kohen, who walked down, he saw the trap door, and he went down the staircase, and he saw the arm. He died on this spot, based on the Pasuk, Leivalir's Kabbalah Sakodesh Vamesu. That was in the Bais Sheni period, or the end of the Bais Rishon period. That wasn't in the Midbar. So how can the Rishonim say all the money I miss? So they say they're not going to count Leivah Liris Kabbalah Sakodesh Amesa. That was a Hayra Shoah only for the 40 years traveling in Midbar. It's not true. The Gemara said it's a Din Ladaris. Gemara says when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Aron was there, he's allowed to look at the Aron with the Luchas. When the Aron is Shalobim Komo, either the Aron is in the basement in the Beis HaMikdash, or they're traveling and thing. So then the Gemara is compared to a marriage. So first you have Erisin, then you have Nisuin. So the Gemara presents it like this. When the Aron is Bimkomo, where it belongs to the Kodesh. So the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is like one of Nisuin. And Nisuin is the Kigub from Balki Yishtoi. So then they're allowed to, you're allowed to look at your wife. After Nisun, you're allowed to look at your wife. They're going to be living together. But when you only have a relationship of Erisin, then you're not allowed to look at your wife. You only have Erisin. So the Gemara says, in the Midbar, when they were traveling, and the Aron was no longer Bimkomo, or when the Aron was in the basement, Shalom Bimkomo, then you're not allowed to look at the Aron with the Luchas. But every year on Yom Kippur, when the Aron was, and the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Kohen Gadol was allowed to look. There was no Issa. The relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is like one of Nisun. So that Pasuk is problematic. That last, the concluding Pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, how come all the Rishonim say they're not going to include that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs because it's only HaRoshah? Why did they consider that HaRoshah? The Gemara seems to say that it's a Din L'Doris. Yeah, there's a Pasuk in the middle of Parshas Bamidbar, the last pasuk at the end of Shlishi, the third Aliyah Shlishi. So it says Ve'asa. So every shevet had a degel, and every degel had a different design, a different color. So the pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael, when they were traveling in the midbar, they had to travel with us. It was a special hayru ashur. The Doris, there's no din how you have to travel. You travel however you want to travel. There was a hayru ashur. He shall diglo liosus levesavosim and so on. So the pasuk says somebody asked Bnei Yisrael kacholosh atziv Hashem es Moshe ken chon le diglehem v'chein asoh. How can the pasuk say we ask kacholat she tzivu Hashem? Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. And Loshen Tzav, Loshen Ziris, Miyad Uladuris. Mitzvah is a technical term that only applies to a din that's Noyeg Laduris. If it's only Hayroa Shor, you can't call it a mitzvah. So how can the Pasuk say that they traveled, Kein Chonab Lidigalehem Vechena So? Whole story of the Golem with Machnas, the whole thing is just a Hayroa Shor of the 40 years and the Midbar. How can the Pasuk refer to that? That's not a mitzvah. So I think that was a hayru ashur. So I think it was a hayru ashur of what? It's not a hayru ashur of how to travel. There's no hayru ashur of how to travel. It's a hayru ashur of a mitzvah of binyan hamigdosh. There's a mitzvah, the Rambam counts one of the Rambam writes, Gimel mitzvahs, nitztava Yisrael b'chnisosam la'oretz. The Jewish people became obligated to the beginning of Hilchas Malochim. The Rambam has it. It's a quotation from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof and the base in the second parak in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Gimel mitzvah to establish Yisrael b'chnisosam la'aretz. One is l'hamid l'hamelach, to establish a Jewish government controlling all of Eretz Yisrael. Secondly, is l'achrizav shalom olek. Every government has to have a standing army to protect all of the citizens. So the army has to wipe out Amalek. And the third mitzvah, they have to be fulfilled in this order. First, you have to have Laham Lahamelech, then Lahach Rezarish Alamolech, and then when there won't be any Amolech anymore, then Livnas Lam Beis Abchira, when it will be peaceful in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, it's not peaceful. So we don't have the mitzvah of Binyan Beis Hamikdash now. So the traveling in the Midbar was a Hayru Ashur, not a Hayru Ashur of how to travel. There's no Hayru Ashur of how to travel. It's a Hayru Ashur of Binyan HaMishkan. There was a Hayru Ashur that the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash should be fulfilled with a Mishkan that's only temporary. The Beis HaLamim is going to be Kavu, it's going to be permanent. But when they were traveling in the Midbar, everything was temporary. So part of the Hayru Ashur had to build the traveling all was a Hayru Ashur that's going to lead up to the building of the Mishkan, erecting the Mishkan in a new location. It's a Hayru Ashur of how to build the Mishkan. How do I know? Because the Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kamma, how did the Tanoim determine what's an Av Malach on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Hachta Havi B'Mishkan Chashiva Korali Av, Hachta Havi B'Mishkan Chashiva Korali told it. Whatever was an important activity that was very necessary for Binyan HaMishkan, so that's considered an Av Malach. And whatever was not so important in the Mishkan is only considered a Tolda. So the Gemara learns Adinim from the way they carried the things in the Midbar, where the Levim carried all the things in the Midbar from one location to the other. So obviously the Gemara assumes that traveling in the Midbar is a chelik of Asiyas HaMishkan, because you're going to travel to the new location, you're going to have to build the Mishkan there. So all the dinim of traveling are a Hayru Ashur of how to fulfill that mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan. There's such a Ramban also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, was not the first one to write a Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Bahag before the Rambam, the Sefer HaLochos Gedolos, is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off all the 613 mitzvahs. So the Bahag in HaLochos Gedolos, the Bahag writes one of the 613 mitzvahs is Trumas HaMeches. It says when they had Melchemes Midyan, so the Bnei Yisrael had to give Echad Achuz Ben HaChamishim, And the soldiers had to give Echad Achuz Mechamesh HaMeos. So that's the Trumas HaMeches. So the Bahag counts that as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Rambam makes fun of the Bahag. How can he count that? The Rambam in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs lists off the 14 Shoroshim. That's the way Ibn Tibbon, whoever translated the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam from Arabic into Hebrew, so that's what he calls it, the 14 Shoroshim. We, in modern Hebrew, he would have said the 14 Ikarim or the 14 Yesodis. The Rambam has 14 Kololim that determine what belongs in the Sefer Mitzvahs, what not. So the first of his Kololim is you only include Dinim Deraisa, you don't include Dinim Derabbanan. And the second is that you only include Torah Shebichsav, you don't include Torah Shebaal Peh. Dinim that are mitzvahs that are based on Torah Shebaal Peh and not include. And the third is you only include in the Minyan mitzvahs the mitzvah that's Noig L'Doris, not Noig L'Doris, not. So that's what the Rambam asks on the Bahag. How does he count Trumas HaMechas? The Gemara said the Feirish. Trumas HaMechas was Ohayru HaShoah only by Melchemes Midian. It doesn't apply to any other Melchama. How come the Bahag counted Trumas HaMechas? It's only a Hirosha, it's not a Din Lidur. So the Ramban has two answers to defend the Bahag. So one answer he suggests, maybe it's a Din every time the Jewish army is successful in battle, the Mechuyiv to give Trumas HaMechas, Echad Achuz Menach HaMishim, Echad Achuz Mech HaMesh HaMios. So that's a problematic Ramban. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara beferish that it was not, it's not a din l'duris every time the Jewish army is successful in battle. It's only once in the history of the world by Melchemes Midian. But then the Ramban has another answer. He says, you're right that Trumas HaMechas is only HaRashah, but it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah that exists, the mitzvah exists l'duris. Whoever donates money to the Beis HaMikdosh is a mitzvah. It's always a mitzvah to give tzedakah, always a mitzvah, and many different tzedakahs. So one of the many tzedakahs is to donate money to the Beis HaMikdosh. So true, this detail that I have to give Echad Achuz Ben HaMishim, Echad Achuz Ben HaMesh HaMeyos, one out of 50, one out of 500, the difference between the soldiers, the half of all of the booty that they took went for the soldiers and half went to the nation. True, those details were Hiru HaShoah, but it's a Hiru HaShoah of a din that is a mitzvah l'dur, there's a kim l'dur. Maybe that's a Ramban says, maybe that's why the Baha counted it as one of the Taryag mitzvahs, because at least exists as a kim mitzvah on the level of their Isa. And Rav Sadi Gaon also wrote a long poem, not so long, maybe 4 or 5 pages long, not so long a poem, and there was a balabas in Europe who worked out the secret. This long poem that Rav Sadia Gaon wrote, this was his minyan amitzis. So this balabas, Rabbi Ruchem Perlo, he had a shop in Europe, and he is a fantastic baki, and he brings marmakaimus from piyutim, and slichas, and kinnis, and poems from the days of the Rishonim to show what they held as far as mitzvahs are concerned. So one of the mitzvahs that Rav Sadia Gaon counts is that you should have brachas for klolos ha-hagrizma ha-revel. So it's a pella. That's once in the history of the world. They had like we had a Maimon HaSinai. You don't count Maimon HaSinai. That was once in the history of the world. So why does the Rambam count that they have to have brachas for klolos ha-hagrizma ha-revel? They once had it. In days of Yeshua ben Nun, they had brachas for klolos ha-hagrizma ha-revel. But that's not a mitzvah on a Heges L'Doris. So Rabbi Yeruchim Perlo, the Balabas, who put out the 3 fat volumes of the Sefer Mitzvah to Rav Sadia Gaon, for every line that Rav Sadia Gaon has, he has 10 pages. He explains what every line in the poem is, which mitzvah is he referring to. So he suggests that maybe Rav Sadia Gaon meant by that, the Gemara says, the Klal Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh Bezeh, only set in Mishabri Solos Hayardain, and when they were Mekabel Orvos and Hagrizim and Harevel. So maybe that's what he meant to count. He didn't mean to count Brochus the Kolol Hagrizim Harevel. That was once in the history of the world. It's not a mitzvah on the Heges L'Doris, but the Orvos that began on the occasion of Brochus the Kolol Hagrizim, the Orvos is binding. Kolos Harevim Zabazev. That's why Rashi and all the Rishonim go along with Rashi. That the din yotza moitza, even though I already blew shofar, I was yotza shofar in shul in the morning, I can go to the hospital or to the old age home later in the day, and I can blow shofar for the other people. But the question, I'm not mechuy bedover. Mishayni mechuy bedover and emotio sarabi medechay vosam. I was ready yotza, I'm not mechuy anymore. So the answer is, Rashi writes, and all the Rishonim agree with Rashi, call this all our rabbis abizah. As long as there's still one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear tkiya shofar yet, and if I'll blow shofar, I'll be able to be mitzi him, so I'm mechuyev to blow shofar, in order that he should be Yotze. That's called Yisrael Arevim, Zebo Zeb. That's a din called Yisrael Arevim, Zebo Zeb. When the Rambam develops these 14 klolim, the first of the 14 klolim is, we only include mitzvahs deraisa, because the Gemara says, and next to the Leah's daf and Makkos, Taryag mitzvahs namalala Moshe Mitzinai. So the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai about the Chanukah and about Purim. This was later on. Historically, it was later. So that shouldn't, mitzvahs the Rabbeinu should not be included. That's how the Rambam writes. So he takes issue with the Bahag, with the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos counts as one of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvah to recite Hallel on Yom Tovim. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, you have to recite Hallel. So the Rambam writes, there's no pasuk in Chumash that says you have to say Hallel. It's clearly only a din mid Rabbanan. So how can the Bahag count reciting Hallel on Yom Tov as a mitzvah? It's only a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. We all know that it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. So the Ramban says, maybe the Bahag understood based on the Gemara that Hallel is a mitzvah in a Torah. Which mitzvah in a Torah? So he says, there's a din is hamachta b'chagecha. There's a chi of simcha, and there's simchas aguf and simchas anefesh. So simchas aguf is b'basa b'yayin. The Gemara says, b'zman shabis megdusha yinkai men simcha ele b'bsar shlomim. You have to eat korbanos in Yerushalayim. After the korban abayis and simcha ele b'yayin. So we assume it's either basa b'yayin, or you don't need the basa anymore, just the yayin. That's a Mishnah Berurah quote. That's a machlokes achrayinim. His impression, Mishnah Berurah, and the Bi'alacha writes, his impression was that the Rav Achranim think that all you need is yayin, you don't need the flesh at all. I didn't look so much in Achranim. My impression from Yerideya, page Aleph Amun Aleph was that it's not so. That Ladaris, you need basa v'yayin. Bismancha, basically, make the show you came, you had shlamim, so all you need is besar shlamim. After the Churban Abayis, you don't have shlamim, so you need Basar and yayin, you need both, not that the yayin alone. It's a questionable beer aloha there. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. He says maybe the Bahag holds that it, and the Ramban interprets the whole sugya in Erech and Afyurim and based on this premise that the mitzvah to recite Halal is a din d'oraisa based on Simchas Yontif, and that's why the Gemara says, you don't say Hallel on Shabbos, because Shabbos lo ikri moed. There is no chi of simcha on Shabbos. But on Sholosh Regalim, on Yontif, there is a chi of simcha. So that's why maybe there's a chi of simcha in that term. Yeah. So that's the first. The Rambam has 14 klolim, the guiding principles that determine what should be incorporated in the minyan mitzvah, what not. So the first one the Rambam has is that Rabbanan, he attacks the Bahag, why he included Hallel. And the Ramban says that maybe the Halal, the Mahag holds a Halal on Yom Tov is their Isa. The Simchas Aguf, you have to have Basa B'yayin. The Simchas HaNefesh, the Neshama should sing out Halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Chelek of Simchas Yom Tov. Then the Rambam's second Klal is, any din that's established based on Yud Lamed Midrash or Torah Nidresh Hashem is not included in the Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Ramban gets so upset about the Rambam. So what did the Rambam thinks that all the dinim that are derived from Yud Yom Aminis is only an asmachta mid the Rabbanon? That's why he doesn't want to count it. He said, it's not true. The dinim are dinim deraisa. Yud Yom Aminis are din deraisa. The Pashta says, that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant a different thing. The Rambam, the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos explains what he meant. There are midrashim, quite a few midrashim that repeat the same idea. Over the generations, Tannoim and Amoraim and Ga'inim and Rishainim and Achrainim, and every generation someone comes up with a new idea, a new drasha from a pasuk, comes up with a new din. So the way we have the whole Torah now with all the drashas of the Torah Shabbat Be'er, it's a fantastic system. But originally we didn't have all this. And every generation they added on more drashas and more drashas and more drashas. That's how the Rambam says. Ibid says, Komash Talmud Basak Gazakhadish Nemalala Moshe Mitzinai. Everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Goinim learned that, understood the Medrash literally. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yerushalayim Midas, every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then every time the Gemara has a machloikis, is because they forgot what the din was. So what are the midos Hatan Rashbam all about? So the Goyim are of the opinion that midos are just to check whether your tradition is accurate or not. You have a tradition that Yerush Lamidas Loi have a Yerush, so what's your mocker? So if you have a mocker, that seems to indicate if you can figure it out, but you'd give a midos, it seems to indicate that your tradition is accurate. But if you have no tradition, you can't make up a din based on midos Hatan Rashbam. The only midi can darshan on your own is Oran Dong Kalvachaymer Meatzma. That's all, Kalvachaymer. But everything else you have to have a tradition on. That's what the Goinim said. And the Rambam said, that's shameful to say like that, that every single page in Shas has a machloikis. To mean every time there's a machloikis, it means that they forgot the most cherished thing that we have is the Torah. And they forgot every page in Shas. They forgot something. They forgot Kemat Kol HaTorah Kula. They forgot Kemat everything is the mutal machloikis. So the Rambam says it's not true. In every generation, the Chachamim who know how to use it, Yud Gimel Midas, have the right to darshan and come up with new dinim that they never had a tradition on. I, the Loshan of the Medes, should come out, should tell me, Vasa Gosa Lechadish, Nemel and Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam doesn't take it literally. The Rambam says the text of the Chumash was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the principles, the Midrash HaTorah, were given, but every generation, the Chachamim have to apply the Midrash to the particular Psukim, and they have the right to be Mechadish Nudinim. But that's what the Rambam holds. It cannot be that the 613 mitzvahs include all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh, every year the Chachamim can come up with another drusha, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah. So how can you limit it to 613? So the Rambam says, no, when you start off with Pshut Rosh HaNikra, you have 613 mitzvahs already before you add additional ones. And the additional mitzvahs that are based on the rushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh, they're their Isa, but it's not included in the Taryag. Taryag is before you start darshaning at all. That's the Poshup Shat in the Rambam. Not that he didn't want to count mitzvahs that are deraisa based on Yud Gimel Midas, because he holds that it's only mid the Rabbanan. No, it is Menat Torah. But every time a Chacham is going to come up with a new din, a new mitzvah Menat Torah, you're going to have to throw out one of the previous mitzvahs. We had 613 mitzvahs before this one. Now we have a drasha, and we come up with the 614th mitzvah. So you have to throw out one of those that we had already. No, you have 613 Lefib Shuto Shal Mikra. In fact, there's a big machlokes. The Chido has a sefer that's called Simchas Soregel, a Chibra Megillas Rus. Very interesting Chibur. So he quotes a machlokes Achrenim. When the Beis Din in any given generation comes up with a new din deraisa based on Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbam, do we say that they discovered a din that was always correct since the days of Matan Torah? Or do you say, no, they are mechadish the din, so it's only Noig Mekanel Haba. It's not Noig Lemafreya. That was always the din. Just like if they invented din de Rabbanon, that din de Rabbanon is only Mikana Lahabo. That's a Russian Chulin in the first parak. The Russian Chulin says, when the Tanoim decided one fine day to prohibit Gvina Sakum, any Goyish cheese that was processed before was kosher. Only the cheese that the Goyim will process Mikana Lahabo will be us. All dinim de rabbanon, they're only knowing mekanal habo. It's not that it's a gloy milsalim afreya. So many achrenim are of the opinion when a chachamim darshan a din of the Torah Shabbat Peh by giving new mishat turned to spam, those dinim derais are only knowing mekanal habo. It's not that it's a gloy milsalim afreya. This was always the din from Maimon Har Sinai. No, the mechadish a din. It's only noig mekanal habo, like after mechadish adin de rabbanon. So after mechadish adin de rais, it's also only noig mekanal habo. So that's the second midah in the Rambam. The Rambam has 14 klolim. So he's the second is that you only include dinim al fipshut shel mikra. There's 613 drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh can be way more than 613. Then the Rambam says we don't include hayruah shor that we said a few issues that are questionable, whether they're Haru HaShoah or not. And then the Rambam has the ninth of his Klolim. the ninth klal, he says, if you have a pasuk that's repeated a few times, it doesn't mean that it's four mitzvahs. Let's say the mitzvah tefillin appears four times in the Chumash. In Kadesh, Vayakiryach, Shema, Vayayim, Shemaya. Each time it says you should wear tefillin. So if a person wears tefillin, he has to say four mitzvahs. There are two mitzvahs, one shal yad, one shal rosh, the Rambam says. So are there two mitzvahs or are there eight mitzvahs? There are four mitzvahs on the shal yad and four mitzvahs on the shal rosh, because it says four times in the Chumash to wear tefillin. So the Rambam holds that it's only counted as one mitzvah. When the Torah repeats, let's say you have a kefil alav, the example, let's say you're not allowed to do tamura. So it says in the end of B'chukosai, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamaroisai. So it says two lashonis. So Tosis says, Akasha, how come the opening Mishnah in Tamura says that one who violates Tamura is loike? So if it's our boy, he gets once Malkus. So Tosis says he should get twice Malkus. He violated two lavim. So Tosis worries about that Akasha and they give you an answer. The Rambam holds that the Akasha is Nishkin Kasha. The Rambam says, whenever you have a kefil on mitzvah, the same mitzvah is repeated many times. That's only for emphasis and to stress, to stress the significance of the din. But it doesn't mean that you get twice malka. It's only counted as one mitzvah. And it's written a few times. The Gemara says, in Saita, one who doesn't, a kohen who's called upon to duchen, and he doesn't want a duchen, so he's over on three mitzvahs asay. So the Rambam says not to be taken literally. It's only over on one mitzvah asay. It's a repeat. But the same mitzvah, the Rambam holds that kefil mitzvah, kefil alav only counts once. All the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam because there's a Gemara in Makkos and in Psochem, Ochel putisa loika arba, nemola loika chomesh, sira loika shesh. Sometimes you can eat a trefa insect and you get four times malchus, five times malchus, six times malchus. So all the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Gaonim, they all learn if the Chumash writes several times not to eat the sheretz, sheretz amayim, sheretz ha'oyb, sheretz ha'oretz. So according to how many times the pasuk appears, that's how many times you'll get malchus. And the Rambam stands alone. The Rambam says it's all wrong. There is no such din. The Chumash repeats it. It's just for emphasis, but you don't get several times malchus. And Tosfos holds you do get several times malchus. And that opening Mishnah in Tmura, so there's a Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Tmura, and the Tosfos appears on the first Daf in Chulin, Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, whoever violates Tmura, so if it gets to Arboim, he gets 39 times Malkus, Arboim Yakenu. So Tosfos says, why doesn't he get 80 times Malkus? He violated two Lavim, Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yamaros. According to the Rambam, the Kasha doesn't get off the ground. It's you're repeating the same Mitzvah several times. You don't get several times. It's one Mitzvah, Slo Sesi. You only get once Malkus. In fact, there's a Tosfos Lehepach, very Lehepach from the Ram. There's a Tosfos in Ezel Neshech. But Tosfos says, sometimes the Gemara says, Lavar Ola Bishnei Lavim. So Tosfos says, you'll only apply that idea, Lavar Ola Bishnei Lavim, if there's Malkus on the Lav. If it's the Lav Shem or Malkus, then the Gemara will never say Lavar Ola Bishnei Lavim, because it's an act of futility. What do you gain by having it written twice? Lavar Ola Bishnei Lavim. You're not going to give Malkus anyway. You only say Lavar Ola Bishnei Lavim. If you look on the Lav, then you say he's going to get twice Malkus. The Rambam says, Lavar Ola Bishlosha Lavim, you don't get many times Malkus. You only get once Malkus. That's Menakotze Lakotze. Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. What do you do with when there's a Chumash repeats a mitzvah? Yeah. There's an interesting machlokes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam disagrees with the Bahag on another point. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin, how many people get skila? He said he added them all up, 18. How many people get sreif for 10? How many people get saif 2? How many people get chenek is 6? So the Rambam says, you only counted them as four mitzvah. One mitzvah to give skila, whoever deserves skila. Skila sreifa her chenik. The Ramban holds you only counted as one mitzvah. Give the death penalty to those who deserve the death penalty. So both the Rambam and the Ramban hold, you shrink it. You don't say each one, you have 18 skila and 10 srefas, 28, and another 8 is 36. You don't say they count it as 36. The Baha counts it as 36 mitzvahs. To give skila to the Ovid Avodah Zarah, to give skila to the Mechal Shabbos, to give skila to the Megadev. Each one is chayv skila. All 18 count it as 18 mitzvahs. And all 10 who get srefa count as 10 mitzvahs. So the Rama makes fun of the Baha. He says if he counts all of the people separately, 36 mitzvahs, how many people who violate a law get malka? So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin, 207. Zar, the gematria zar. 207 averis, you get malka. So why didn't the Bahag count giving malkas 207 times? Because there are 207 averis where you get malka. If you'll count 207 times malkas, you're not going to get 365. You have way more. You'll have more than 500. You have way more mitzvahs than you're supposed to have. So why did the Bahag distinguish between Malkus and Misa? Misa, each person is Chayiv Misa. He counts it. All the 18 are Chayiv Skila. Counted as 18 mitzvahs to give Skila to each one of them. All the 10 are Chayiv Srefa. Each one gets Srefa. It's another mitzvah, I say. How come by Malkus we are counted as one, and the Bahag only counts by Misa? Each one is a separate mitzvah. So the Ramban gives a very good answer. He says in Malkus there's one klal. In Chumash Dvarim we darshan smuchim. Only Chumash Dvarim. That's the Gemara Yevamos Daf Dalet. In the rest of the Abochim Moshim we don't darshan smuchim. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. We assume that there's a connection. If you have two dinim in the two psukim that are adjacent to each other, that's called smuchim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Is that a drasha? Is that a legitimate drasha? So we paskin, you only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So who gets malkus? All of that's the whole third perik in Malkus. Whoever violates an aver that's similar to losachsim shor b'disha. Where they come up with that? Because the pasuk says b'hayon bin hakoyis harasha v'hitila hashofa v'kolafonav k'dei rishos b'mispar b'ayim yakenu. The parsha talks about giving malkus, and the pasuk next to it says losachsim shor b'disha. So the Gemara says, whenever one violates an aver that's similar, dumi de los lav da chasima, it's similar to the lav of losachsim shor b'disha, then you get malkus. So there's one klal for all the 207 people who get malkus. There's one klal. Whoever violates an avera that's similar to the sachsim shabadisha gets malkus. So that's only one mitzvah. But by misa, there is no klal. There is no tzarashova. Who gets misa doesn't get misa. Each one is a separate mitzvah. So that's why the Baha counted all 36 people who got misa. 18 get skila, and 10 it gets Reif, and 2 gets Saif, and so on. He counts each one as a separate mitzvah. That's the Ramban, the Miyashiv, the Ramam's Kasha against the Bahag. The Ramam gets involved about when you count things as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. The Ramam says, Kriya Shema, B'shach B'chav Kamecha is one mitzvah. Ramban says, why should it be one mitzvah? Zmanu shel zeh lo kezmanu shel zeh. One is in the morning when you wake up, one is when you go on to sleep. To meet him is Tamas shel shachaten, Tamas shel bein ha'abayim. So the Raman counts it as one mitzvah to bring the two to meet him every day. Tamas shel shachaten is half of the mitzvah, Tamas shel ha'abayim is the other half of the mitzvah. And the Ramban thinks that it should be counted as two mitzvahs. Zmanu shel zeh lo kezmanu shel zeh. Same thing with ketores. You give so the Rama counts it as one mitzvah to bring Torahs pamayim twice a day. Yeah, so the Ramban disagrees on all three, on Kriyashma, on the Shnei Tmidim, and on the Torahs. But the Chavita Kohen Gadol there, the Ramban does agree. The Kohen Gadol has to bring Minchas Chavitin, Machtzisa Baboik, Machtzisa Ben Ha'aboyim. So that the Ramban agrees, but the Ram that only counts as one mitzvah. Half of the mitzvah you makter in the morning, half you mekayim in the afternoon. How does he know? Why does he moed over there? Because the Gemara says when the mekadesh, the chavita, kohen gadol, they have to make mekadesh the both parts, the minchas chavita at one time, and you makter half in the morning, half in the evening. The Gemara says you have to be mekadesh it b'vasachos. So see, it's one big mitzvah. Now, so there's you had a Gemara Brachas on the first daf in Perek Tfilas HaShachar, where the Gemara talks about Ava Yoma Batal Karbonai. If you didn't bring the Karbonis, the Korban Tomid today, and it's tomorrow already, then you lost the chance. So why does the Gemara say Ova Yomo? The Achrayim ask Moshe that said Ova Zmanoi, Batel Korbanai. You have to bring the Tomid Shel Shach in the morning. If you didn't bring it in the morning, you're not Yotzei. So Rav Soloveitchik taught from that Gemara would have been Achrayim asked that Kash. Why does the Gemara say Ova Yomo Batel Korbanai? Ova Zmanoi, even on the same day, not only Ova Yom. They said from the Gemara's Lashon it would appear that it's one mitzvah, Tomas Shashach, Tomas Rabbein and Baim together constitute one mitzvah, like the Rambam Shita. So that's why the Gemara only counts it as one mitzvah. They didn't say Avos Manan. A lot of fascinating issues come up in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, whether you count certain psukim or not. It has to do with Pshuto Shel Mikra. How do you learn Pshat and the Pasuk? Is it a tzivui? Or is it a recommendation? Or is it a haftocha? Like the soldiers in the army. So the Rambam says, when the Pasuk says, Lasir Mehem, so the Rambam learns that it's a lav. If the soldier in the Jewish army is going to be afraid of the enemy, it's Zorvan a lav. The Rabbit says, how can he control his emotions? How can he say Zorvan a lav? It's a haftocha. You won't have to worry. Lasir Mehem, you won't have to worry. There won't be anything to worry about, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to be on your side, is going to be helping you. But to say that it's an Aveira to worry is difficult. There are a lot of issues in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, how to read the mitzvahs, whether something is a mitzvah or not. So, Rav Kook used to stay up all night on the Shavuos and give a shiur on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Many in America have that, I think, Rav David Cohen, if I'm not mistaken. From Gul Yavitz, he also learned Sefer HaMitzvahs all night long on Shavuos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.